What I like to do, obviously, you know, if you were here this morning, you got to hear Rick Kroll, who was also baptized this past year, share a short testimony. And so we want to give an opportunity tonight. Obviously, we don't have time with praise God, all the people that were baptized this past year, for everybody to share a 5 or 10 minute testimony. So what we want to do is just kind of ask some questions about how God has been working in their life this past year and give them an opportunity to share just what God's been doing and how God's been blessing them since they've publicly professed their faith in Jesus Christ and been baptized. So you guys, in any order you want to answer, I'll kind of ask a few questions and you guys can answer those questions in any order that you guys would like to answer. So how has God changed your life since you put your faith in Him and were baptized this past year? How has God been changing and working in your life? Usually it's a fight, but about who gets to talk first. That's usually how it works.
Well, for me, it's being able to control my temper more, especially, you know, with you guys have all seen my children. you can understand losing your temper a time or two. And so that's really helped me just, you know, remember more grace and be more forgiving and more patient with them. And then you guys have met my husband too. so there's more patience with him, but also it's just, I have a more sense of security in my everyday life that, you know, no matter what happens, whether it's a good day or a bad day, I'm not alone. And, you know, no matter what level of bad day it is, I can get through it because, you know, of what Jesus did to me, or did for me, because it's nothing compared to what being on the cross. So that kind of puts in perspective for me, being able to deal with the good days, the bad days. It doesn't compare to what He did for me.
Good, okay. Well, praise the Lord. Thank you. Yeah, how about you, Amber?
Yeah. I mean, kind of feeding off kind of what you said, you know. Patience has always been, you know, not one of my strong suits either. I have a child who has sensory processing dysfunction and PTSD, and that's my husband. He's my other child. Sorry. I need to be the one to mess it up, right? So my husband has PTSD, and, you know, my child has sensory processing dysfunction and ADHD, and so, you know, just having the patience to kind of do that, you know, it's still something that I ask God for. To forgive me for and give me more patience and, you know, just kind of seeing where my childhood was and my background and then where I'm at now today has just been absolutely amazing. So, you know, and I don't know.
And I would encourage you to, you know, these, and I told Amber about this earlier, to Amber and Ryan, I mean, get to know these guys if you haven't already. Hear their stories, because obviously tonight they don't get to share all the details. I mean, they could talk for many minutes tonight about what some of the things that Amber's referring to. So I would encourage you to talk with them, get to know their story. I really think it would be an encouragement to you about how God is so faithful to work in the midst of difficulty and how He blesses His people as they look to Him. So I really want to challenge you to get to know them and talk with them. Ryan, do you have anything to add with any of that?
He just convicted me to turn away from more from my sinful ways, and he convicted me more to turn away from my sinful ways and my sinful past, and look closer to Him for wisdom and advice. And
amen. Yeah, absolutely, and that's something we all need. So thank you guys for sharing that. How about, hey, do you believe trusting in Jesus and following Him has been worth it? And if so, why?
Yeah.
It'd be a bummer if they said no to that question, but we'd have to maybe have another talk later. But so why has it been worth it? I mean, if somebody was to say to you, you know, yeah, I want to follow Jesus, but it's just, I just don't know if I can give up this or this, or I mean, what would you say to them?
I would say it'd be worth it to give up those things. I mean, just, before I was miserable, you know, and I struggled with depression and stuff. And so I would say now that I don't know if I've completely overcome that, but, you know, it's a big work in progress in that. And I would say that it's one of the best decisions I've ever made in my life. So.
Amen.
I have to agree, because, I mean, I go with what she said, because I had postpartum depression with every single one of my boys, and, you know, I honestly wish that I decided not to be stubborn and just turn my life over to him during that time, because it would have been a whole lot easier. But it was so much, it's worth it. Like, there's no way that it's not worth it. I know that doesn't really make sense, but there's nothing I could ever want back from my life that before I was a Christian. There's nothing that would make me want to go back and say, I missed that. I missed how I acted. I missed how I thought. So, yeah, it's been 100% worth it.
Yes, it's been worth it because he has been working in me, which has made me more loving, caring, and forgiving person.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, you'd mentioned, Katie, that doesn't make sense. It does make sense. So those of us who have a relationship with Christ, we know exactly what you're talking about, because we would agree with that 100%. Well, thank you, guys. What about, how would you say in the past year or several months that you've endured and stuck with it? Because we know, as we talked about this morning, we looked at 1 Samuel 15, and we're going to talk about it a little bit in just a minute, but how have you stuck with it? It's hard sometimes to follow Jesus. It's hard to walk according to his word. How have you endured?
I would say for me, just reading in the word every day, praying a lot. I do that quite often, actually, and staying actively involved in the church. We do a lot of church activities. I'm a teacher on both Sunday and Wednesday nights, so staying actively involved in that, and discipleship groups. I say that's, you know, the big key there. Marcia and Miss Judy has held me very accountable. And they're good mentors.
Good, awesome.
Yeah, mine's exactly the same as hers. Sorry.
That's a good blueprint, by the way. I hope everyone's listening to this. I think this is a great blueprint of just how to continue to walk that walk. Ryan, anything you would add?
Just staying active in the church and reading his word, praying, and having others keep accountable for my actions.
Yeah, and let's be clear, it doesn't matter if you got baptized 6 months ago or 60 years ago. We all need exactly what they're talking about. Not an exception in this room. That's true of all of us. So the last question I wanted to ask is what would you say to someone else who maybe has yet to trust in Jesus Christ, but maybe they're thinking about it? They're here tonight. They're thinking, you know, I'm not sure. Maybe I want to make that decision. Maybe not. What would be your advice to them? What would be your counsel to them?
To just do it wholeheartedly and to not do it to please somebody or whoever's been talking to you about it or whatever. Just do it because this is what you need to do, and to not waste any time. I mean, if you have any questions, seek somebody out that know that will help you, whether it be Nick or, you know, anybody in this room would willingly help you, and just go jump all right on in, full-fledged, no holding back.
Amen.
It was the best decision I ever made. It is his life changing and full of God's grace and mercy.
Yeah, I would say that it was absolutely the best decision I ever made, and that if any of you guys are ever thinking about it, just do it. You know, it's the best decision you'll ever make in your life, and you know, you'll be so much happier when you do.
Yeah, so, amen to that.
Yeah. I know that, you know, like I said before, I was, you know, a very miserable person. And just over this last year, God's given us, you know, several blessings. And I know that, you know, joy was one of, you know, the fruits of the Spirit that I struggled with. And I found a lot of that this year. I found a lot of joy. So
I guess one thing just to tell them that Jesus will always love you. And you'll never be alone.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah, no matter what you bring to the table, he's willing to forgive you for it.
Amen.
And I know, like, sometimes people, they get scared, like, when it's time to get baptized. They're like, oh, I gotta get it up in front of people. I'm absolutely petrified right now. So, you know, but those are just, you know, getting up in front of people and just doing the motions, like, you know, that's not the hard part. I mean, right now I feel like it's the hard part, but it's really not. So just do it.
Amen. Give these guys a hand just for their faithfulness to. And, you know, the reality is, and in just a moment, we're going to sing a song in just a moment, and Robbie and the Hutchins family are going to come up as well. But, you know, you don't have to, when you become a Christian, you don't have to get up in front of people and talk. All the people tonight, you know, there was a little bit of hesitation, but I asked and everybody willingly decided to do this. And you'll notice some people will give shorter answers than others, and some are more comfortable talking in group than others. The Bible doesn't say anywhere that to be a good follower of Jesus, you have to talk in front of a group of people. You don't. Not everybody's able to do that, and that's fine. But listen to these guys, get to know them, know their stories, and know that every single one of them, you're not going to meet somebody that loves and follows Jesus is going to say, I wish I wouldn't have done that.